Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. If you know that victory belongs to him, give him a resounding shout of praise. Can I hear your voice? Shout unto Jesus. He deserves all the praise. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Hallelujah. We appreciate God so much for what he has done and what he's going to do. Amen. I want to touch on the subject, first things first. Say first things first. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the entrance of your word that is about to come to us. We know that your word is powerful. Your word is potent. Your word is magnetic. And your word is durable. This morning, let your word explode like never before. We thank you. And we say victory belongs to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, put those beautiful hands together. Hallelujah. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What a blessing. Indeed, victory belongs to God. We thank God for what he's doing, especially for bringing us to a wonderful year. No matter how the year is beginning, I want you to understand that it's going to be a very beautiful year. The Bible says that the end of a thing is better than its beginning. And even though your beginnings were small, your end shall be exceedingly great. So starting from now, may you begin to experience great things in your life. We must understand that the mouth of God is what brings us to the place of significance. The mouth of God. When we talk about the mouth of God, we are talking about the word of God. It's what brings us to a place of significance. So wherever God wants to make your life significant, he speaks a word into your life. Especially in a year like this, God wants to make your life significant. And therefore had spoken a word into your life. And what is that word? That word is that this year is your year of burning and shining light. Wow. It's a word. And whenever God speaks, everything hears and everything must respond. God does not speak according to our ability, but he speaks according to his ability to perform. To burn and shine is to be brought into the place of significance where your life will be relevant, your life will be impactful, and your life will be a blessing to many people. Only a few people said amen. You must understand that there's one thing to shine and there's another thing to be the light. There is one thing to shine and another thing to burn. Now this year God has spoken and said that we are not only going to shine, we are going to burn as well. And for everything that burns, it requires firewood. Say firewood. Yes. When you gather firewood, so long as there is firewood, the fire will continue to do what? Burn. And as the fire burns, the place keeps on lightening up. The place keeps on what? Shining. Praise God. Praise God. Now this year, God says that you are going to burn and shine. Which means that so long as you can burn, your shining will be inevitable. You don't understand. So long as you will burn, you are going to shine. Therefore, you need what it takes to burn in order to do what? Shine. Any other shining that does not come from burnings is a fake shining. And it doesn't last. It does not what? Last. The only shining that lasts and becomes perpetual flame is when you are burning. When you are burning. And in burning, we need what we call firewood. Say firewood. In order to burn. And what is this firewood? The firewood is the word of God. Praise God. The firewood is what? And when you put the word together, it becomes fire. And as it burns, you will be shining. And this year, one of the ways by which God is going to cause us to shine, by putting in firewood, is putting first things first. See, first things first. Because without the firewood, there cannot be burning. And without burnings, there cannot be what? Shining. There cannot be shining. You must understand that coming into the kingdom of God makes you, coming to the kingdom of God makes you a light. Makes you a light. Makes you a light. Jesus said, in John chapter 8, verse number 12. John chapter 8, verse number 12. That I am the light of the world. If any man follows me, he will not walk in darkness. He will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Coming into the kingdom makes you walk as light. And that becomes your kingdom inheritance. It is not something you obtain anywhere, but you only obtain by virtue of the fact that you are a child of God. And as a child of God, you are light. Say, I am light. Fast track in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 14, Jesus said that ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. And a city that is set on a hill can never be hidden. Verse 16 says, so then let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So when salvation positions you in light, you need to take responsibility of your shining. Praise God. And in order for you to shine, there must be burnings. And before you can burn, you need the firewood. Say, I need the firewood. What a blessing. And one way by which we can put firewood together It's when we are putting first things what? First things first. In Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33, Jesus said that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be what? Added unto thee. I believe that it is about time that we need to do the right thing at the right time, and putting the right things at its right perspective. As God has brought us into a new year, God wants us to put him first in all things. He wants us to put him first at all times. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things you need, all other things you are looking for will be added to you. Whatever you seek gives you a drive. Drop it. Whatever you seek gives you a drive. Because you only seek for things that are valuable. You only seek for things that are desirable. You only seek for things that are important. Praise God. So, Jesus said, if you deem my kingdom and its righteousness as something valuable, as something desirable, as something important, then you will put it first in all things. You will make it an importance. You will make it very significant in your life. That is why I said from the beginning that from the beginning of this year, God is bringing us to the place of significance. I want to stress on that. Because you cannot be a place, you cannot be at a place of significance when you are not significant yourself. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You need to be significant in order to be at the place of what? Significance. And I see God getting you there. Whatever you deem desirable, you put it first, or you want to put it first. The question that God wants to ask you this morning, which I believe you can answer to yourself, is what are you putting first in your life? What are you putting first in your time? What are you putting first in terms of placements? What are you putting first in your order of importance? Praise God. In keeping first things first, God graciously adds you up blessings. He calls added blessings. Say added blessings. In other ways, he multiplies your blessings, he increases your blessings, and he makes you abound in the blessing. Praise God. Many of us have been young before, if we are not old now. I remember my mother used to send me a lot to the market because I'm the firstborn and the only guy. And as a matter of fact, when she wants somebody to go and buy something, mean, obviously, I'm the one that thinks that I can get it right. But when I'm going, my mom will tell me, when you are going, go to this person, this woman that sits at the first entrance. Count, when you go, count 1, 2, 3. Eh? That woman, the third woman, she's the one you should go and buy the rice from. Those days, we were not buying rice in sacks. We were buying it in cups, small cups. How many of you remember those days? Not alone, Kampo. That margarine. One cup. Huh. And my mom will tell me, when you go, when she realized I'm not getting it, say, okwa bisa asmesi. Ask the person. And when you go, tell her that Osof Mami sent you. Praise God. And it becomes a blessing. So when I go, I start to count in order to locate the right woman. And when I see the right woman, I say, oh, Osof Mami says I should come and buy rice from you. I say, oh, Umami in a smile. I say, okay. I say, Tosain. Also mean to konkomiensa. In fact, our house, we're eating konkomiensa every day. In fact, when things are good, then we go 3.5. But 3 cups was enough. Praise God. You don't know. And this woman will take the cup and then pour the first one, the second one, and the third one. And will start into mommy here. Then the rest, she will use her hand. This time, or Tosu. Do you understand? Hey, Uma, I'm here. Okwa, Chama, I'm watching. I said, Muna, Chen, and said, you're medium. What are cutting some Tosu Pawati? And we'll be adding up. We'll be adding up. Before you realize, in fact, my mom is very critical. The reason why she likes that woman is that woman always adds up. You know, my mom will always calculate. She has the Konko sum in the house. Praise God. And she will measure to see whether the woman cheated on her or not. And she arrived, that woman always asap. Praise God. Let me tell you a secret. The secret is that you can be a child of God, all right, but you'll be missing the added blessings because you don't have fellowship. What exists between my mom and the woman is what we call fellowship. There's a relationship, all right, but this time it's not the relationship that is plain, but it is the fellowship that they have. Do you understand? And for that matter, the woman adds up without even thinking that she's even going at loss. Are you understanding me? So many of us are Christians, all right. We have been saved. There is already blessings we are enjoying. And I've been saying this, that we have a blessing of forgiveness, which is a great thing. Everybody who is saved has a blessing of forgiveness. Everyone who is saved has the peace with God. But you see, peace with God is not enough. You must also get peace with God. Oh, peace from God. Let me put it that way. We have peace with God and peace from God. Peace from God comes with your fellowship with Him. But peace with God comes by your salvation. Are you understanding me? So you can be a child of God, all right, but still you'll be struggling. Still things will not be working well. Still, you need to go through certain difficulties. Sometimes you wonder, why am I going through all these? It is because your fellowship with God is not in tune. So the added blessing, which will make you feel proud to be a child of God, which will make you walk in certain dimensions of glory in the kingdom, is not coming. So you can be a child of God and still be begging for food. Yet you go to church every day and go and pray. Yet you do all that you have to do, but you are still begging. Things are not working well for you. Jesus said, whenever you put me first, as order of importance, when you put me first in your time, in your placement, I, the Lord, will give you added blessings. When you see a child of God who is blessed with material things, don't envy them and don't start saying things which is bad about them. Don't say that they went for, they are doing juju or something, or they are going for sikadro or something, and they are still serving God. And so what? Maybe if it's sikadro, then go for some, but because it will help him. Poverty is not good. Tell somebody poverty is not good. Sometimes, instead of us trying to know what is making somebody tick as a child of God, somebody blessed as a child of God, we become oblivious and we begin to criticize and we begin to talk against such people, thinking that as if when you become a child of God, you are not supposed to be blessed. We feel that when you are blessed in the kingdom, then you have used you are not spiritual. Let me put it that way. But that is not it. God wants us to be blessed in every way. This week, a scripture that has blessed my heart. 2 Peter 1, verse number 3. He said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. Wow. His divine power. I was teaching yesterday at CTG about the power of the Holy Ghost. And I was saying this same thing to them, that look, many of us are worried. We are stressed out. We are always under pressure. So far as physical things, material things are concerned, when it has to do with money, we have issues because we are not fulfilled, we are not satisfied, and we are complaining even though we are children of God. And we feel that we always don't have it. We are always at a loss. And we tend to think that unbelievers are doing better when it comes to that direction. But listen, this is the word of the Lord. He said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things, not some things, say all things, that pertains to life. Tell somebody life. This life there is not sweet by and by. It's not when you are dead and gone to heaven. It's not about eternal life, but it is a real life. The life that you see now, the life that you are leading now, the life that brings you good husband and a good wife, the life that makes you ride Mercedes Benz, the life that makes you hold iPhone, whatever, that can buy a plot of land. Somebody just need your phone to buy a plot of land. But you hold it as a blessing. Is somebody here with me? Normal life. Because you see, I was saying it in the morning. Sometimes the situation we are subjected to defines who we are. And it makes it difficult for us to come out of that situation because that is what we are accustomed to. That the only thing we know is that our rear bunny in our tomb. But I want you to know, say, our papa be war. What? Be our bunny. But our papa, there is a good marriage. Maybe you think you are struggling, but there is a better life that you can enjoy too. Because when God calls you, he did not call you in order to shame you, but he called you in order to glorify you. Is somebody here with me? Now,
You don't have to serve God. Can I repeat myself? You don't have to serve God and be poor and be a beggar and be a waste and be frustrated in life. Why? His divine power has given us all things that pertains to life. A good degree, PhD, to have a good job, promotions, things that are life. Say life. Are you with me? There is enough power available to make everybody the best that you can ever be in life. Your amen is sick for me. So when you are not becoming it, it is not God that you have to complain to or blame. You have to blame yourself. Listen, life and godliness. Godliness means that God in us. Nyamesompapa. That is what he's trying to say. Nyamesompa. So you must be a good child of God and still be loaded and still be blessed. Don't criticize people who are blessed. Anything you criticize, you actually distract. You don't attract it. Are you with me? So there are people in church, all their lives, they will be full of struggle. It's not because God has forgotten about them, but because of what they are lacking. Now, when you continue with this same scripture, I love this. He says that life and godliness through the kai. Through what? Say the knowledge. So how will you be able to receive that power that pertains to life and godly, that will give you all things pertains to life and God? Through the knowledge. The knowledge. Say the knowledge of him that has called us into what? Listen, you have been called into glory, but if you don't take care, you will live all your life in shame on earth. I'm telling you, and go to heaven. As was our sister there, you will live in shame and go to heaven. But praise God. Me, I refuse to live in shame and go and enjoy in heaven. His divine power wants me to enjoy here on earth and also enjoy in heaven. And if that can be possible, then you must learn to put first things what? In your life. Listen, Jesus said that the children of the world are more wiser than the children of light. That was one of the, I don't know how to describe it, but I believe when Jesus said that, it took many of his disciples aback. How can you say that? Jesus, did you say that those who are not with us, or those who are not saved, those who are not following you, are wiser than us? And Jesus said that, yes, it's true. They are wiser. And the reason why they are wiser is that they know how to apply their principles in the world, and it works for them. But you, as a child of God, you don't want to seek knowledge. When you come to church, with a money more, you say, yeah, 12:30, you say, yeah, where are you? When knowledge is coming to you, when a child of God has opportunity to feed on God's word, that is when they doze off. That is when they feel redrawn. As if the pastor likes talking too much. Oh, trust me, uncle. Any struggles. and the kind of things we are going through. It takes knowledge. Hosea 4:6 says that for lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. They are destroyed. Not because of their sins. They are destroyed. Not because they have even rejected God. They are destroyed only because of knowledge. And he said that because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. So you don't know how, why things are not working? Check your knowledge level. The knowledge you have in Christ, which becomes the fellowship, the koinonia, the intimacy that you have with God, that makes you have ordered blessings. God adds unto you as if he's forgotten himself. Tell your mommy I will come around. So, I'm crying in to say, "Unia man, I'm here." Then no ashes here. Also, be a dear good. And you know, before she will finish, I will get an extra cup. So when my mom will weigh the rice, it will be 4 cups. I mean, I was small, you know. Do you think mine will be small? I thought you were putting your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. So in keeping first things first, God graciously add blessings over our life. First things are important to God, and how we treat it. First things are important to God, and how we treat it is also important to him. Somebody is blessed. The blessings of God is always tied to what we do with the first things. Drop it for me. The blessings of God is tied to what we do with first things. With first thing. Are you following me? Can I repeat myself? First things are important to God, and also how we treat it is also important to him. And every blessing of God is always tied to what we do with the first things. So the blessings of burning and shining, which becomes our good life, which becomes our added blessings, is tied to how we treat first things. How we treat first things. What a blessing. Are you enjoying it? The place of first things is the place of God. And for God. The place for first thing is the place of God and for God. And for God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. The place of first things is for God. It's of God. And for God. Somebody is blessed. Matthew chapter 22, verse 32 to 38. Matthew chapter number 22, 32 to 38. The Bible makes us to understand. I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but the living. Oh, come on. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, I pray that may there be one word of God that will silence all accusers in your life. Oh, this is just a prophetic. I said, may there be just one word. One word came out of the mouth of Jesus, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were going for hiding. Just one word of God. May your enemies be silenced forever. And the Bible said, continue verse number 35. Then one of the Pharisees, which was a lawyer, that lawyer there is not the one who defends people at the court, but the one who knows the law. Are you with me? Asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And he answered and said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. What a blessing. Then 38, this is the first and the great commandment. Say, I will love the Lord with my heart, with my soul, and with my mind. Now, putting first things first is an act of loving God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. With all your soul. God always has a place that his intent and purpose will be fulfilled. Praise God. Now, how you treat God in order of priority and importance is what places you in a place of significance and fulfillment. I want to rewind again. How you treat God in order of priority and importance is what makes him or places you in his purpose and blessings, or causes you to see the fulfillment of his purpose in your life. What a blessing. I say, what a blessing. I want to jump because of time and push something there. Now, the way you govern first things in your life set the pattern for how the rest will follow. The way you govern first things in your life set the pattern of how the rest will do all. Will follow. Praise God. And I gave example in the first service, I guess, about Jesus Christ and Adam. The Bible says that Adam, in Romans chapter number 5, was verse number 14. Verse number 14. Adam was the first fruit in his own way, that order. But when Adam, as a first fruit, sinned, the Bible said that the whole world also what? Sinned. Amen. The word Adam, as a for, what you say? Because Adam, the kuti in the bunny. And yes, obi biara, or bow one. Because of Adam, you are also a sinner. One person, the first fruit. Adam was a sinner. And therefore, everybody that came through Adamic nature is also a sinner. In contrast, Jesus also became the first fruit, the firstborn of many brethren. And through the obedience of Jesus, all of us have been saved or delivered from sin. So one man's offense brought sin to the whole world. Another man's obedience has set the world free. So how you treat first things determines what follows after your life. Is somebody following me? That's why it's so important. It's so important. In every facet of your life, how you handle the first things will determine how the journey will go. In relationship, which has to end in marriage, how you handle your courtship period determines how the marriage will be. Many people have lacked trust in marriage because when I wasn't married to you, you gave yourself to me. So what is it that when we marry, that I can trust you that you won't give yourself to somebody? Do you understand what I mean? First things first. If you do the right things right, you see? So, I mean, trust becomes an issue. In a relationship, you don't trust me and I don't trust you because after all, seeing that you should be answering ever. No, I want you to understand the placement of first things. It cut across. What you start, the Japanese have a proverb that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with what? A right step. Say a right step. Whether you will be able to make it to the journey depends on the right step you made. This year, God wants you to make a right step. He wants you to take the right decisions. He wants you to do the right things. And what is it? Make Jesus your priority. Seek first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And all other things shall be what? Added unto you. What a blessing. I said, what a blessing. Ah. Praise God. Let me give you this example and then I'm done. The people of Israel, when you read Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 21. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 21 and Deuteronomy chapter number 29 verse 5. I'm just giving you this one example and then we go. What a blessing. Are you enjoying? Are you enjoying? Now, help me read. Everybody go. This is an English service. Go. Yay. 40 years did thou sustain them. Wow. Guys, are they not ready? Hey. Were you reading? Oh, no. Let me get down. Let me feel the presence more. Everybody, let's be on our feet and read this. Because something is about to hit you. Now let's read. Go. Yea. 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness so that they lack. Say 40 years. We don't need 40 years. We only need 2021. We just need only what? For God to sustain us so that we will not lack anything. Before then, it did not come on a silver platter. God will not do anything because he's so benevolent. It must be based on a commitment. Putting him first. Doing what he wants you to do first. I pray that anybody struggling, if only you obey the word of God, today your struggles have come to an end. Let me tell you, it's not about your ability. Listen, I have ceased from my struggles. I will do the work of, I will serve God, even if I don't have anything, I will still serve him. Because the moment you focus on God and you set him as priority, he begins to think and he begins to provide. He begins to make sure that you don't serve him in vain. Put the Deuteronomy there. Before this could be a reality, let's see what happened in Deuteronomy. Amen. Everybody go. Read it. Continue. 26. Continue. Trust me, All right. You hear the first one now. He says that your whatever, your clothes did not worn out, your shoes, blah, 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 blah. Do you know the secret? When they left Egypt, they crossed the river, Red Sea. God told them something. He said that for everybody, whatever you obtain from Egypt, I want you to bring a portion. If it's gold, bring some for the building of the temple. If it is leather that you took, or your bag, in the temple, there's a need for leather work. And so everybody brought whatever they had taken from the Egyptian. Gold for the things of gold, leather for the things of leather, silver for the things of silver. Everything that was needed in the building of the tabernacle. Even it was just a moving tabernacle. It wasn't the building. Are you understanding me? It was a tabernacle that people had to carry on their shoulders as they were moving along. But then God said that before that can be built, whoever has the need for them, for gold, bring it. We need gold to do the gold things. Leather for the leather things. Material, clothing for the clothing things. So somebody who obtained a very nice garment from the Egyptians brought it so that it can be used for the curtains in the tabernacle. Somebody who had gold said, "Oh, I have come to offer my gold so that it will be used as the brazen, basin, the brazen altar where people can come and sacrifice and ask for forgiveness and all that." And because of what they did, God said in Nehemiah that they walked 40 years. How many years? Not 40 days old. Sustain them. Let me tell you, to the extent that Deuteronomy says that Omonaya Sempawa, 40 years walking, Omon Yusu Okado, they were walking, and yet they what a miracle. I don't know about you. It is not your ability to work, it is not your ability to be running around. It is this year, let us come into our rest and put God first. And he will take care of the rest. The power to sustain you. The power to make you rich doesn't come from your own bingimatics. Say bingimatics. Come, bro, come. Son, come. Let's clap for him. Give him microphone. I have told you that, but next time, let's set the chairs, the red chairs in my Nigerian tribe, you are in India. That's it. What did you say? Which year did this happen?
It was 2012.
2012. What really happened in 2012? Tell us.
Well, I joined the company in September 2011.
Uh-huh.
They told us that if we are to make a million sales in our company.
So you were a salesperson?
Yeah.
In that company. And then they said that if you want to make a million, what will you do?
They will take us to our company's factory in Bangkok.
In Bangkok, outside Ghana, outside Africa. Outside Africa. You travel outside.
Yes.
If you will make a million. Continue, bro.
And then the year that I joined.
Are you following the story?
Sales was around $280,000.
Okay.
And then when I joined, my first salary, I donated it as a first fruit to the church.
So when you joined the company, the first time, your first salary You used it as a first fruit. No. What prompted you to do that?
Well, I was not going to church. But then, as I joined the company,
yes,
I started going to church.
And that's right.
My sister, who is in the U.S., sent me to Assemblies of God.
That's right.
I told her that there's something telling me that I should do that, even though things were not really good.
Because you are broke man, and all of a sudden you have got a job. So at least, I mean, you have got your first salary. What do you think will you do? I think I'll bet you say, Mema sema ede. Ah, Masa, you know, you know. And I hear them, Mema. And you know what is the kind of
thing?
Everything.
I didn't take a penny out of it.
Wow. And when you did that, what happened?
And the trip was in January 2012.
And you did this when?
September 2011.
But it should be that. It should be. You shouldn't forget, sir. Whoever will make a million sales, will be taken outside Ghana, outside Africa, to the company's headquarters in Bangkok. And what happened? So after sowing the seed.
A policy in the company that for you to enjoy these benefits, at least you have to be in the company for a year.
Wow.
And for somebody that have joined within
less than 6 months.
Less than 3 months.
Wow.
And the sales was, yes, I didn't know what I did, but
every day. So you are getting sales, and just say, you know. As if I knew the story. In fact, he didn't tell me. He only told me he had a testimony about this. So, God started adding up. And what did you become? You became the highest?
Yes, I was just there in December 2nd. And then my boss called me that I should go to Abuja for my visa for Thailand. And I was, wow. September, and then you are taking me to...
You have become the best salesperson. Oh, you are jealous. You see, just as it was not easy for him, I know it will not be easy for you. There is no glory that will not come by price. You want to travel to Bangkok? Yours will not be Bangkok. I pray that a great scholarship be given to you. And I heard Mbema. What happened?
I went there, I took my visa, so it was January 3rd, 2012, and we enrolled to Dubai.
Wow. You slept at Dubai? Wow! Everybody say Dubai. Eradimanko Yobi. No. How many of you wants to go to Dubai? At least visit places. I told you, Mumu dihia saan ti eka Dubai okra mu fi say eyin zongo. Say Dubai. In fact, I will try send my next trip outside Ghana. I'll pass through Dubai. And at least must spend this some few days kakra. And now that Dubai, at the end of the day.
And for me to sleep in a 5-star hotel.
Hey! You slept in a 5-star hotel by obedience and faith. May God give you such a blessing. And I had debut. And I called Bangkok and swear.
Bangkok, and you want me to know TV so Pana.
You saw it, Philly. Wow.
Because I always
watch. Oh, it's a beautiful place. Bangkok is a beautiful place.
Watch CNN.
You see the Bangkok, the man on Mubanom, you say that. You saw all of them. Hey!
And for me to experience it, basically, it was amazing.
Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Oh, put your hands together and celebrate Jesus. What a blessing. So what are you saying to encourage them? Be the preacher now. Preach for
I'll
them.
Tell you that. Of all this trip, I didn't spend a dime. Even my TNT from Mars to to Accra, to Abuja, was all covered for. Even the money to spend over there was given to me free.
Wow. Wow.
This is all because I just sold.
First fruit.
Was not even up to 800 cedis.
You can imagine. I was said it in the second service. So we'll sell our equipment to me. But if you had been obedient, and now the mayor, some of you, young people, and now just say, oh, you're a bro, and now, Mamma Kunkonho, Mamma Kunkonho, Mwa, Munkomani, Mwa, Mamma Machi, and a Moyer, Mokonkonho. I did Nankasa, dear Emma, because of some of this simple principles. When we as a fool, Nima, Bible say they have become wiser than the children of light. This year we are light and we must live as such. Let's put our hands together for my son. Come on, do it better. Come on, do it better. This is enough to conclude the message. Let me tell you, this year, I'm not speaking to everybody. Your first salary belongs to God. Anything that will come into your hands first, let it be for God. Not only your money. Maybe next week God gives us the grace, we'll get into where your life becomes the altar of consuming fire. Your time, your placement, the order of your priority. Do you choose God above all other things, or God has become the latter? When everything has failed, that is when you turn to God. Please, how we treat God matters so much to him in order to release the blessings we need. These little things is what put others ahead of others. Beloved, for some of us, we are crazy for God. Sometimes the zeal is not because Pastor Dio Chenhu, but I will not sit down and see things go by. I will not wait for you to come with your own self at your own convenience. That is when you want things to be done. No. By the time you come, and you say, and God respects that. Not the talent, not the gift, but the availability. Is somebody here with me? Raise your hands to the Father and thank him for his word. Just thank him for his word. Just thank him for his word. I wish you can open your mouth and do it better. Just do it better. Just do it better. Just do it better. Razabarabarabarabarabara. I give myself away. I give myself away. Raise your hand. I give myself
away.
Let it be your prayer as we close the service.
Give myself away.
So you can use me. Life is not my own. Life is not my own. Wave your hands and sing it. To you. Oh,
I give myself to you.
Come on, life is not my own. Life is not my own. Life
is not my own.
To you.
To you I belong.
Oh, I give myself.
I give myself to you.
Oh, he. Come on, raise it now.
Here I stand.
Lord, my life. It's in your hands.
It's in your hands.
Lord.
I'm longing
to
see
your desire.
Your desires.
Yeah.
I give myself away. I give myself away. Hey. Let it be your prayer. Lord, my life. It's in your hands. Hey, Lord, I'm longing to see your desire. I give myself away.
I give myself away so you can.
I give myself.
I give myself away.
Come on, if you believe the word, put your hands together and shout with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.